edition. We are back with another episode to get you caught up on the weekend's news and notes, to get you ready for another week of baseball action for your fantasy baseball needs. First off, you can find me on Twitter at BDIntric, and check out the Patreon, patreon.com/BubbaBloom, for all the goodies to keep you up to date for everything you need to know for fantasy baseball. All right, some news and notes from over the weekend. Ketel Marte hit the IL with a hamstring strain. Did not look good when he got pulled, so we're hoping it's a minor stint, but we're still waiting for the full diagnosis from that on Marte. With Marte out, Tim Tawa was recalled from AAA. Tawa was hitting .391 with three home runs and two steals to start the season in AAA. Tawa has showcased a lot of power and speed throughout the minors. Everybody wanted Jordan Lawler to get recalled. The fact that Jordan Lawler did not get recalled makes it feel like Marte's injury is not a major injury, so Tawa will take the spot for now. Blake Snell of the Los Angeles Dodgers, here we go. Snell was placed on the IL on Sunday with left shoulder inflammation. Snell struggled in his recent start, and after a bullpen session on Sunday, it was determined that Snell would head to the IL. It's a shame. We know how good Snell can be, but we've also know Snell does not last most seasons in baseball, and hopefully the depth of the Dodgers can get utilized here. Tony Gonsolin is not ready to join the rotation just yet, so maybe it's a Landon Knack sighting. Maybe it's a few other things. We'll wait and see what the Dodgers can do here. They have a slew of depth, but the depth is slowly getting depleted in Los Angeles. Some good news late on Sunday. Zach Veen of the Colorado Rockies is set to be recalled from AAA to join the Rockies to start the week. Many thought Veen should join the team out of spring training because he crushed it there over the first weekend of action AAA, destroying everything there. Veen will get recalled. Jordan Beck is expected to head back to AAA, which makes sense. He struggled a little bit. He's been decent. Don't get me wrong. He's been pretty good. But he's also platooning with Mickey Moniak, for crying out loud, which is Rockies going to Rockies to a complete T on that one. With Veen up, hopefully that means Mickey Moniak is a thing of the past on this one. Veen was picked up in a few leagues where he was available because he was drafted in the NFBC. Otherwise, he'll be a major fab target at the end of next week. If you're in daily leagues, get yourself some Zach Veen. Put him in the lineup. See what he can do, because the guy is an absolute prospect stud that hopefully figures it out at the big league level quickly. Nestor Cortez. Many people coming into the season said Nestor Cortez is one of the most likely players to get Tommy John surgery after what we saw towards the end of last season with the injuries he was dealing with. Came back, didn't look great. Obviously, the Freddie Freeman Grand Slam heard around the world. We saw Cortez go into the Bronx, got absolutely destroyed. Pitched really well in his last outing a few days ago, but Cortez lands on the IL. Cortez is on the IL with a left elbow flexor strain, and sadly, the flexor strain is usually a precursor to Tommy John surgery. That was why the big introduction to the Nestor Cortez situation. We're still waiting to see some more information on that, but for now, Grant Wolfram was recalled from AAA. The Milwaukee Brewers are desperate for starting pitching because technically Freddie Peralta is the only starter left in the rotation to start the season. Jose Quintana is due back very, very soon. Brandon Woodruff still needs a couple of rehab starts. Really curious to see what the Brewers do to piece this together. Like, Chad Patrick has made it work. Rodriguez has been a disaster. Not good in the land of Brew Crew. Ivan Herrera of the St. Louis Cardinals left Sunday's game with left knee inflammation. He had trouble leaving the field on his own power, but was walking around after the game, which was good to see. The Cardinals still indicate that Herrera will need an IL stint to heal the injury, so keep an eye on that. That would mean Pedro Páez should get plenty of playing time while Herrera is out, which is a shame because Herrera is an offensive beast, as you should know if you've listened to anything I talk about with fantasy over the last 2 years, and he has been absolutely beasting out to start the season. Hopefully this is a minimal injury. We get Herrera back in about 2 weeks, and we can keep on the good times rolling with Ivan Herrera. Victor Robles, what a catch he made in the ninth inning against the Giants in San Francisco. Down the right field line, into the corner next to the suites there. Makes a jumping catch into the netting. It looked gnarly. Amazing catch. Gets up, flings it in somehow. Down and out. Right now they're diagnosing it as a shoulder injury. The depth of the injury is still to be determined. The miners have not released that yet. It did not look good, though. He couldn't hold up his arm, his wrist, nothing. It took multiple guys to kind of support him. They needed a cart to take him off the field. It was an ugly situation in that respect, but a heck of a catch from Victor Robles. He is destined for the IL. There's pretty much no way around that. Dominic Canzone is expected to be recalled from AAA. We'll see how the Mariners play out the outfield situation with Robles out. That's a big blow for fantasy for the Mariners. But, man, hat tip to Victor Robles, one of the best catches I've seen in a long, long time. I've watched a lot of Giants games. I've never seen someone jump into the corner like that. That was wild to watch live. Chase Dolander of the Colorado Rockies was promoted from AAA and made his Major League debut on Sunday. Dolander allowed 4 runs over 5 innings with 6 strikeouts versus the A's. Bradley Blaylock was sent to AAA. Overall, a good outing for Dolander. Like, obviously, you'd hope for a better result, but it's Coors Field. It's a good A's offense, so on and so forth. I took some shares late in DCs, hoping we get some Dolander love this season. I'm going to be very interested to see what he goes for. I want to enter his next start before the fab period, but I think this guy's very, very good, so we'll see what the Rockies do with Chase Dolander. Sean Murphy of the Atlanta Braves was activated from AIL on Sunday. Chadwick Tromp was sent back to AAA, meaning Drake Baldwin will stay with the big club. That's a good thing. The Braves game was rained out on Sunday, so we aren't completely sure on how this rotation is going to work. You'd imagine Murphy's the dude yet again. No reason not to be, but Baldwin will probably get some love. Hopefully it's like a two-thirds to a third situation, Murphy to Baldwin. Time will tell, though. The Braves love platooning their catchers. Matt McClain of the Cincinnati Reds was out of the lineup again on Sunday with a hamstring injury. McClain was out of Saturday's lineup, but he did end up pitch hitting, so that was a plus. McClain is considered day-to-day, but the fact he was out, pinch hit, but was out again, makes me think this might be a little worse than originally thought, say, on Saturday evening. Nolan Gorman of the St. Louis Cardinals was placed on the IL with a strained hamstring. Thomas Ajayi was recalled from AAA. Gorman was primarily playing DH and a little bit of second base, which means more playing time for Alec Burleson versus right-handed pitchers at DH. Sagacy did hit a home run in game two of the doubleheader on Sunday for the Cardinals. I'm a big Sagacy fan. I was drafting him in DCs and hoping he'd make something of it. If Sagacy was going to be a regular in the Cardinals, on the Cardinals lineup, he would definitely be worth the middle infield look. But for now, it looks like it's going to be kind of a part-time thing, so keep an eye on that one. Michael Soroka of the Washington Nationals is placed on the IL with right bicep strain. It's funny because not long ago, I think on Friday's episode, the Nationals were like, oh, it was just biceps cramps. He's going to start over the weekend. No big deal. Not so fast, my friends. It seems sketchy from the get-go. Definitely was. So Soroka heads to the IL. Hopefully it's nothing too serious. Haven't got a full timeline on that one just yet for Soroka. Jackson Rutledge was recalled from AAA to add bullpen depth, while Shinosuke Okasawa could be recalled from AAA to take Soroka's spot in the rotation. Jack Leiter of the Texas Rangers was placed in the AL with blister on his throwing hand. The Rangers hope Leiter will miss the minimum amount of time with this injury. Like originally, they weren't going to put him on the IL and said, yeah, probably should, because it's taking a little longer to heal than expected. Patrick Corbin was recalled from AAA to take Leiter's spot in the rotation, which means Kumar Rocker gets to hang around for just a little bit longer. Yoan Moncada of the Los Angeles Angels of Anaheim has been out with an injured thumb and is not expected back till at least Tuesday with the injury. My boy, Kyren Parris, has been filling in while Moncada is out. Parris has been playing second base while our buddy, the mascot, Luis Rengifo, has the third base. Remember, Parris is mascot light, Rengifo light in this situation. And Parris has been balling out so far this season. He was a popular fab target on Sunday. If you listen to me, we picked him up last week, so remember that one. But love me some Kyren Parris. I hope this is a longer-term situation than just a fill-in for this young ball player. Josh Jung of the Texas Rangers has begun a rehab assignment at AAA and should be ready to return to the Rangers lineup early this week as he's been dealing with neck spasms. Mike Tauchman of the Chicago White Sox was activated from the IL on Sunday. Travis Jankowski was DFA'd. George Springer, the Toronto Blue Jays, missed Saturday and Sunday's game with back spasms. He was doing drills before Sunday's game, so there's hope Springer will not miss much more time with the injury. Nick Fortes of the Miami Marlins was out of Sunday's lineup and has not played since Tuesday. Fortes is dealing with neck spasms, similar to Josh Jung. No IL stint has been discussed just yet for Fortes, but keep Augustin Ramirez on your radar if Fortes is forced to miss some time. Colin Holderman of the Pittsburgh Pirates was placed on the IL with a sprained right knee. This opens the door for more Dennis Santana back into the Pirates bullpen as it feels like Holderman and Santana would be kind of rotating, even though Santana was taking the upper hand on that situation of late. Chase Sugart was recalled from AAA. Sandy Alcantara of the Miami Marlins has been the Sunday's game with the Braves and Marlins is postponed due to rain. Alcantara was supposed to pitch on Sunday, but will now be placed on the paternity list, which was already planned, not knowing there'd be a postponement, of course. So he will not start on Monday, as one would expect after a postponement. That would have been first the Mets. Alcantara is expected to rejoin the Marlins later this week in a start likely versus the Nationals. The Houston Astros are dealing with a lot of illness running through the team right now, and currently they're saying that their starting pitchers for Tuesday and Wednesday are to be determined, which is an odd situation because Framber Valdez and Hunter Brown were initially scheduled to start those games, so it appears they may be sick right now, something definitely worth monitoring and makes things quite difficult if you have a weekly lineup lock on Monday. Jorge Polanco of the Seattle Mariners was out of Sunday's lineup as he's dealing with soreness in his left knee. Polanco has been dealing with this injury since last season. It's definitely something to monitor going forward as he's day-to-day, not on the IL just yet. Andrew Benintendi of the Chicago White Sox left Sunday's game with an adductor injury. The White Sox are saying he's day-to-day, so it appears the injury may not be too bad. And David Peterson of the New York Mets was removed from his start on Sunday as he was dealing with nausea. So the injury should not be anything too serious. Nothing with the arm, the elbow, shoulder, nothing like that. Just a little queasy, to say the least. All right, some highlights from Sunday's action on the diamond. Teoscar Hernandez went crazy against Philadelphia, even though the Phillies picked up the win. Teoscar Hernandez, 3-for-3 with 2 homers, 5 RBIs on the game. He's now hitting .268 on the year with 4 home runs, 13 RBIs, and 2 stolen bases, picking up right where he left off in 2024. Jackson Churio took a couple games to get going, but Churio is right on track, folks. He went 2-for-3 with 2 home runs and 5 RBIs on Sunday. Churio's now hitting .295 with 3 homers and 9 RBIs. Tyler Soderstrom's great 2025 continued on Sunday in Coors Field. Soderstrom went 2-for-3 with a home run and 2 RBIs. He's now hitting .359 on the year with 4 homers and 8 RBIs. Great start to the year for Soderstrom. And then my boy, Kyren Paris, got the start in place of Yoan Moncada. Paris went 2-for-4 with a combo meal, a big late home run to help the Angels on Sunday. Paris is now hitting .444 with 2 homers and 4 stolen bases when he's been given the opportunity to get it done for the Halos. On the mound, Andrew Heaney was great against the Yankees. 7 innings, 1 earned 10 Ks versus the Bronx Bombers in Pittsburgh. Heaney's now made 2 starts this year, 12 innings pitched, 12 Ks with a 1.50 ERA. Chris Bubich was the talk of the town in spring. Great in his first start, continued it on Sunday against the Orioles. Bubich went 6 2/3, 1 earned 8 strikeouts. Through his 2 starts, Bubich has pitched 12 2/3 of an inning, 16 punch outs with a 0.71 ERA. Martin Perez, boring is beautiful sometimes, folks. Took care of business against the Tigers, 6 1/3 innings, 1 earned 4 Ks. It was a no decision, unfortunately, for Perez. But over 2 starts, he's thrown 12 1/3 innings with 13 Ks and a 0.73 ERA. Let's talk about bullpens, folks. Some saves on Sunday. Kyle Finnegan picked up his 3rd save of the year as the Nats took down the D-backs. Cooper Criswell, his 1st save of the year versus St. Louis in a blowout. Jose Alvarado, his 2nd save of the year versus the Dodgers. Edwin Diaz, his 2nd save of the year versus the Jays. Carlos Estevez, his 2nd save of the year versus Baltimore. Robert Suarez, his 4th save of the year versus the Cubs, as he continues to be that guy that was underappreciated in drafts. It's balling out. And then Victor Vodnik got a 5-out save for his 1st of the year versus the Sacramento Athletics. All right, a little look ahead to Monday's action on the diamond. Talking DFS, you have a 7-game main slate starting at 7:10 p.m. Eastern time. Some of the pitchers I'm looking to target here, Michael King versus the Athletics, Kodai Senga versus the Miami Marlins, Logan Webb versus Cincinnati, and Hayden Wesneski versus the Seattle Mariners. Some of the bats I'm looking at here, Kansas City versus Simeon Woods Richardson, Minnesota versus Michael Lorenzen, so we might have a game stack, folks, and the San Diego Padres versus Luis Severino in Sacramento. Some other things I'm looking forward to here. Hunter Green facing Logan Webb part deux, as they started the season against each other in Great American. Now they head to San Francisco. Carlos Rodon versus Casey Mize. Dustin Mays versus Mackenzie Gore. Nate Eovaldi coming off the Maddox going up against Justin Steele. And Hayden Wesneski versus Logan Gilbert. That should be a great one in the Pacific Northwest. But that'll do it, folks. Another episode of Breakfast with Bubba in the books. Again, if you have any questions, follow me on Twitter at BDIntric or check us out on the Patreon, patreon.com/BubbaBloom. Tons of written content, tons of great sheets and tables and stuff from Ryan Bloomfield, and of course, the awesome Discord that we have working over there to get all your answers taken care of for your fantasy baseball needs. But until next time, this was Breakfast with Bubba, episode 26, your Monday, April 7th edition. Hope you all have a great day.